Hello, pup parents, and welcome to today's episode of the Perfect Pup Podcast. My name is Devin. I'm very excited for today's episode. It is a topic that I actually have a lot of expertise on, and that is the question of, should you get a second dog or another dog or maybe even a third if you're like me? We have three dogs in our house, so we're going to dive into this topic. I'm going to tell you three pros to getting a second dog and also three cons that you need to be aware of.
This is the Perfect Pup Podcast, helping you build a better relationship with your pup, presented by Pupford.
So like I said, I have three dogs. We have two Labrador Retrievers who are about 3 years old in that range, and then a 14-year-old Puggle. And let me tell you, so we first got our older lab Sunny as a puppy. And then we brought Buddy in, who is the older Puggle, and they actually got along really well. They played with each other a lot. Buddy was a little bit younger. He was still moving around a little bit more and is really enjoyable. But at the same time, you know, Sunny was a puppy. She was high energy. She was always bothering Buddy, nipping at him and biting him and bothering him and whatever, had tons of energy. And we thought to ourselves, well, let's get another puppy. Let that puppy, you know, can play with Sunny and keep her occupied. And we got Scout about 6 months later. And so we had two Labrador Retriever puppies under the age of, I think, 9 months. And let me tell you, it was hectic and it was very, very, very challenging. And I'm going to talk to you about the challenges first. I kind of want to, like, because there are a lot of positives, but I want to mention the challenges first, because I think it's important to be aware of them. Because I think a lot of times you see these, you know, multi-dog households on Instagram or whatever, or your neighbor, and they all seem so happy and cheery, and your dog's got a best friend, and there is a lot that is like that, but there are some negatives as well. So the first con, the first negative, let's just be honest, it's double the expense, and that is a real challenge. Especially depending on your financial situation or your life situation in general, you know, whether you're in, like, if you're in school or you might not be fully in your career, you know, if you're moving around a lot, those are things to consider, especially when it comes to the financial side of having multiple dogs, because dogs are not always cheap, you know, especially if you have emergencies that happen, or, you know, just normal vet route, like your vet care, buying food, buying treats, buying toys, leashes, dog bowls, all that stuff. You need to take those expenses and double them. So I think the first thing that you should be aware of if you're considering getting a second dog is look at your expenses and double them and see if it fits into a budget. Hopefully you have some type of budget, but, you know, be aware that that is something that can, you know, be a really big factor with how you have, or with having a second dog. The second challenge with having a multi-dog household is just, like, sometimes you are going to deal with, like, what can seem like aggression. Typically it's more along resource guarding. So if you already have a dog that struggles with resource guarding or struggles with, you know, other dogs in general, or any type of aggression, bringing another dog into the mix can be very, very problematic. And even if your dog doesn't show those signs right now, anytime you introduce another dog into the home, you know, that there's just going to be instances, as much as you can try to avoid it, there's going to be instances where one dog, you give both dogs a chew, you give them both a bully stick or whatever, and the one dog just finishes faster than the other and they go towards the other dog. And sometimes if you're not paying attention, or if they have that access to each other, it can be problematic. So it is something to be aware of, that sometimes, you know, especially if you're getting a rescue dog and you have an older dog that's already kind of established in your home, you can run into some dynamics that you may have not been expecting. So again, something to be aware of. And the third thing is what we call behavior mirroring, or just generally kind of soaking up maybe the bad behaviors that your first dog already has. So think about it. If you have a dog and you're going to get a second dog, what's going to happen is that naturally, like, no matter how much you try to avoid it, or especially if you get a puppy, that puppy is going to take after some of your older dog's behaviors, traits, habits. If those are good, that's a great thing. You know, like when we got Scout, Sunny taught her, like, we had way less biting with Scout. Part of that is one of the positive things we'll talk about later, but part of that is just because she like picked up from Sunny and Buddy. They kind of taught her, hey, this is kind of how you can be a dog. But also, Sonny wasn't perfect, Buddy's not perfect, and therefore Scout picked up on a lot of their bad behaviors. And so that is one really, really big challenge to be aware of, is that, you know, not only could your puppy pick up on your first dog's bad behaviors, but it's going to make training more challenging as well. Because again, just like with your doubling of expenses, you're doubling of all the time and resources that you need to put towards training two dogs. So, you know, if you're still in the process of training the first dog and you bring in a second dog, not now, instead of saying, you know, you need to train 30 minutes, you need to train like 30 minutes per dog, because when they're not well behaved or they're still in the learning period and you know, they're still puppies or whatnot, you can't really train two dogs together in the beginning very effectively. Typically, you have to put one dog in a different area, keep them occupied, maybe by another person or by a chew or being in their crate, and then you train the second dog and then you swap after you've done your training session. Obviously, as time goes on, you can get one dog to do like a down stay and you can do some training with the other dog and then have them swap. But be aware of that, that the behavior side of things can be a challenge. So those are, again, three challenges of being a multi-dog household. Number one, all your expenses double. Let's just be honest, that can be tough. Number two, you may run into issues with resource guarding, potentially some dog-to-dog aggression, just depending on your dog's temperament and how they were raised, that type of thing. And number three would just be behavior mirroring. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. Your new dog picking up on your older dog's bad habits and behaviors. It can be a challenge for sure, for sure. So let's talk about the positive things, the pros, because I wanted to make sure that you kind of heard the voice of reason, I guess you can say, because there are a lot of appealing factors and positive things for getting a second dog or another dog, having a multi-dog household. The first one, and this might be the biggest one, is just that they're going to play with each other. It is such a positive. You know, the original reason why my wife and I wanted to get the third dog, Scout, to play with Sonny, it definitely happened. You know, they were puppies, they both had tons of energy. You know, it seemed like they could just go all day long. Like, we would just be sitting down watching something, and typically where, you know, in the past Sonny would be bothering us, or not bothering us, that's a rough word, but, you know, wanting to play or nipping at us, and we just got finished playing, whatever it might be. But when we got Scout, they would do that with each other. You know, if they had energy, they would go nip at each other and wrestle and roll around and go run around in the backyard and that type of thing. So them playing with each other is like a huge, huge positive. It really helps with them getting their physical exercise for the day. We still play fetch, we still take them on walks, but, you know, understanding that that second dog really can help with the energy levels of your first dog, or both, actually. The second thing, and this kind of goes along, is just that your dog is going to be less bored. This doesn't mean you can leave your dog, you know, for 12 hours during the day and expect them to just be fine because there's another dog there. You know, multi-dog households, the dogs can still develop separation anxiety. They can still have challenges with being left alone or being in a crate for too long, whatever it might be. But you're definitely going to notice, if you get another dog, that your dogs will be less bored. And that goes back to, again, they have a playmate, they have someone to engage with. They kind of always keep each other moving around, keep each other exploring, that type of thing. So it's a really, really big positive. And honestly, this one's kind of cheesy, but my biggest takeaway from having a multi-dog household is it's just so nice to have, like, you know, think about all the joy that you have from one dog and the fun experiences and the adventures you get to go on and the puppy cuddles and whatever it might be. And you get to double that, or in my case, triple that. And it's like, it's super fun. It's really enjoyable to, like, have multiple dogs and have their interactions with you as the human, but then their interactions with each other. You get to watch some hilarious things. Like, a multi-dog household, it is a challenge, but it is definitely possible, and it can be very, very enjoyable. You just need to know, like we talked about, you need to be willing to put in the extra time, the extra effort, the extra planning, the extra money. You know, again, every time you go on a trip, you're not just taking one dog with you, you got two dogs in the car, or, you know, it can turn into like a little bit of a logistical nightmare in the beginning. But once you kind of get the ropes on it and understand, you know, how to deal with two dogs in your household, it can be a really, really enjoyable experience. So I hope that I hope that I didn't like make you think, no, I shouldn't get one. Those sound like too many terrible things. I hope I kind of balanced it out there, but that there was a voice of reason that, you know, definitely think it through, plan it through. You know, if you have family members or, you know, whatever in your home with you, like talk it through with them. See if you're all willing to put forth the time and the effort that it takes to have a multi-dog household. But if you do, I can promise you, you have some amazing experiences. Your dogs will love their time together. Again, in most cases, some dogs don't do great with other dogs. And in that case, you probably shouldn't get another one. But in many instances, you're going to have really enjoyable moments with your dogs and being able to experience, you know, two dogs in one house and then playing with each other and just the interactions that you will get to be a part of. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, this is something I'm very passionate about. I have three dogs. There have been some serious challenges, but there have been some amazing things that have happened that would have never occurred if we only had one dog. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I really do appreciate you listening to this podcast. If you leave a review, we look at all of them. If you give us some feedback, you can DM us on Instagram. You can email us hello@pupford.com, whatever it might be. Reach out. Let us know what type of episodes you like to see /hear/watch. And we will try and do more of those. If you have a specific topic you'd like to hear, please let us know as well. And we will catch you on the next episode.